From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1026th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Pupa.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. I know all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart, you see. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart, you see. For you are my sweetheart, you see.
Our star cowboy Copas, and won't you ride in my little red wagon? A great tune that he recorded some time ago for Doc. Welcome, Copas. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you very much, Grant Turner. May I extend a great big welcome to all the good folks out there who have joined us for an evening of fun and entertainment.
Fun and entertainment is just what we got, Cope. A really great lineup of talent this evening.
Well, tell them about it, Grant.
Well, first off, there's the sweetheart of country comedy, Cousin May Pearl.
Yes, and this evening, she's being joined by Archie Camel. And then we're in for some great picking and singing by the old Kentucky Wonder, String Bean.
To say nothing of Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our very special guest, Hank Locklin. Yeah, we'll be hearing from Hank in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time to introduce another of our Grand Ole Opry regulars. So let's have a great big round of applause for the sage of Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archibald Camel. Hey!
Hey! Howdy, Cole. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Well, feel tolerable well, considering my age and habits. There's the ad libs.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Well, I'm doing the same thing that these other boys is doing around here at the Grand Ole Opry, chasing women.
Chasing women.
That's his favorite pastime here.
Listen, buddy, that'll get you in trouble.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's a mistake. Chasing women will not get you in trouble.
That's what you think, buddy. No, chasing women will get you in trouble.
Will not. Catching them's what gets you in trouble.
No, get out of here.
Tommy Jackson. Where is Tommy?
He's right over there.
Back here a while ago, he had some little old gal, and he had his arm around her, courting her, you know.
Yeah.
He looked at her, and he said, "Honey, I'm going to kiss you."
Yeah.
She said, "If you do, I'll yell for father."
She did.
And he kissed her, and by granny, she did yell for her father, too.
Sure enough.
She said, "Oh, daddy."
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. She had a girlfriend with her there, a pretty good-looking gal, too, and I walked up to her, and I said, "Honey, how about me and you doing a little old-fashioned loving?"
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said, "Okay, buddy." And she introduced me to her grandmother.
No.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. What a grandmother that was. She was 90 years old, and she'd never used glasses.
90 years old and never used glasses?
No, sir. Drunk right out of that jug.
No.
Woo. I got another gal here in Nashville. I call her Checkers. Got a gal here called Checkers.
Now, wait a while. You got a gal called Checkers. Why do you call her Checkers?
Because every time I make a bad move, she jumps.
She crowns him.
Oh, it's early tonight, isn't it?
It's awful early.
Yeah, I took her out to eat. I went to one of these fancy restaurants here in Nashville. You know, it's a fancy place.
It was, huh?
Cost you 65 cents for a full meal.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had mustard sitting out on the table, silverware.
Knives and forks and tablecloth.
Yeah, tablecloth and everything. Fancy joint.
Yeah.
A place.
Nice one.
And she's sitting there, she's eating her soup. Well, she's inhaling it.
She was.
And she found a fly in her soup. She called a waiter over and she said, "Waiter, remove that insect."
Yeah?
And I'd be darned if he didn't throw me out. Yeah, throwed me out the back door.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir. And I got up and I brushed myself off and I said, "Listen here, buddy, do you know who I am?" I said, "I am a personal friend of Cowboy Copas."
"Is that right?"
I said, "I'm Archie Campbell from the Grand Ole Opry. You can't throw me out the back door."
What did he do?
He found out who I was. He apologized.
Well, good.
And then throwed me out the front door.
Well, he's formal.
I always was sort of mean. Got it from them Johnson boys. You remember them Johnson boys up home?
Two of the meanest scalawags ever I seen.
Steal anything they'd get their hands on.
Oh, anything.
Well, the other night, though, the neighbors, they decided they'd get together and stop them from all that stealing. So they set up roadblocks all over the country there, and they was going to catch them. And the Johnson boys was out, they was stealing everything they'd get their hands on. And they was driving along, and they saw this pig down in the field. So they jumped out of the car and grabbed that pig and threw it in the car. They went on down the road, and they looked, and they saw this roadblock. One of the Johnson boys said to them, said, "Lord, what are we going to do now? The law's after us." One said, "I know what we'll do." Said, "We'll take that pig and put some clothes on him, and they won't know the difference." So they got this pig, and they put little breeches on him, and they put a coat on him and a hat and some glasses, and they set him right up in the front seat between them. So they pulled up to the roadblock, and this deputy shined his flashlight in there. He said, "What's your name there driving, boy?" He said, "Bill Johnson." He said, "You over here next to the door." He said, "What's your name?" He said, "Joe Johnson." He said, "You in the middle there, what's your name?" Of course, the pig couldn't answer it.
No.
And one of the Johnson boys, he nudged the pig in the ribs, and the pig said, "Oink." So the deputy said, "Okay, go ahead then." So they got down the road a little piece, and this deputy scratched his head. He said, "You know I hate to talk about people, but that Oink Johnson is the ugliest human I ever saw."
I'm telling you, that Archie really has a time with things, but a real funny time, I'll have to admit that. And now, friends, it's guest time on the show, and we really got one tonight. He's that tall, good-looking, suntan boy from down Florida way who sang such a great song, Hank Locklin! Yeah. Hank, it's good to see you again, buddy. How you been?
Fine. Copa's mighty fine.
Sun still shining down there in Florida?
Better than ever.
Girls still as good-looking?
Better than ever.
Feet still biting down there?
Man, you know they are. Let me tell you, Copas, the other day I was out in this lake, see, and was trolling. And
now, wait, just a minute, Hank. We ain't got time for no fish stories. What we want to hear is a good song, and I understand that you got a real great one you just made for the RCA Victor people. So how about letting everybody hear it? Here he is, neighbors, Hank Locklin, with his latest, When the Band Plays the Blues. Come here.
Thank you. about fun while the beat really moves. But think of me when the band plays a blues.
Hank, you look mighty cool and comfortable, like you didn't have a care in the world.
As a matter of fact, I haven't. I've just been sitting outside on the backstage steps, relaxing and enjoying a comfortable smoke.
Well, you sound like me talking about Prince Albert.
Yes, sir, relaxing and enjoying a comfortable smoke. And let me tell you, Prince Albert gives a man the most comfortable smoke he can get. I reckon that's cause PA is always so fresh.
Well, partly, and because it's crimp cut. And no other tobacco has that Prince Albert taste. That's because that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco, making men swear by PA. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes mild, and tastes good.
So, pipe smoker, our making man, for a mild and mellow comfortable smoking every time, try Prince Albert. You'll learn why it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Yeah, it's dancing time on the show. Here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, to do some fancy stepping for the old-timer, Forky Deer. Cut my teeth on the spiritual type songs. Matter of fact, we love to sing those particular kind of numbers. We'd love to do one for you tonight. This is a hand patting type song. We'd like for all of you folks in the old Ryman Auditorium to join in and help us out on the second chorus. Some of the boys will lead you. Let's all have some fun together. Here's one of our favorites, The Man Upstairs. Have you talked to the man upstairs? Well, he wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubles you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? Well, he wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubles you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. If you talk to that man. Thank you very much. It's a real great pleasure and honor to sing for you. And now it's a real pleasure for me to introduce our next performer. He's one of the Grand Ole Opry regulars. His name is Chet Atkins, and he's going to play El Comanchero. Cumbanchero, a little touch of the rumba by the master of them all, Chet Atkins. Thank you, Chet. That was a real fine job. Now, friends, it's my pleasure to introduce a gal who really doesn't need an introduction, because she'll walk right up and talk to anybody. There she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Just a little while ago, I was down here on the street right here on the main road here in Nashville. And I seen a sign in a window, and I went over and just stood by it for about an hour. Nothing happened. The sign read, Man Wanted, see? Well, nothing happened with me, but just right across from me was another good-looking girl. And she was standing there, and right away, some feller come up to her, and he said, Would you go out to dinner with me? And this girl said, I'm sorry, I'm married. And the feller said, I'm married too, and I'm just as sorry. Well, says, oh, I tell you now, we have a lot of excitement in Grinder's Switch tonight. I'm getting ready to take off tomorrow just like Gruta's goat. I'm going to New York City, and I'm going to be on the International Rotary Convention in Madison Square Garden. I ain't never been to that there garden. I've been to a lot of other gardens, but I ain't never been to that. In fact, we got a pretty good garden there at Grinder's Switch, but it ain't square. Well, see, though, I'm telling you the truth. I was telling Lem Quigley about me going to New York City. And he said, girl, I was up here a while back. Said it was back about 1910, I reckon. I went to New York City, and he said, I seen one of them there flea circuses. I said, oh, Lem, you never seen no flea circus. He said, I done it. He said, I was right there at that flea circus. I said, you mean they had a troop of fleas there that would act and you seen them? He said, seen them? I went home with the leading lady. Well, so though we had an awful thing happen this past week at Grinder's Switch. We got a cousin, Framsey. She lives over in Texas, and she's got a little youngin' by the name of Creedmoor. So she wired us the first of the week, and she said, terrible tornado here. Am sending Creedmoor till we get straightened out. Well, after that little young'un had been with us about 2 hours, we sent back a wire, and we said, please take Creedmoor and send tornado. That's the worst little young'un. Now, I tell you the truth about it. Y'all think I talk about little young'uns being bad. I love little old young'uns a whole lot. But this year, and he's another kind, I never seen nothing to beat him. He's turned that house of ours every way but loose. And last night, my feller Hezzy come over at the house. And you know, I was getting ready to be gone for a week, and I was just kind of feeling romantical. I thought my feller might kiss me goodbye, maybe. We was sitting there, and we looked around, and there was Creepy. That's what we call Creep Boy. There's Creepy with his eyes just sticking out like organ stops, just a staring right at us. And my feller Hezzy, he reached in his pocket, and he said, hey, come here, Creepy. He said, here's a quarter. Now run along. Creepy reached in his pocket and says, here's a dollar. I want to watch. Bye now. See you next week.
Minnie, if you're worried about that toothache, see a dentist.
Well, I did, and he said maybe I had an abscess molar. He should have skipped the compliments and done something about the pain.
Minnie, that wasn't a compliment. You're like so many people, you get all confused by what you hear. Like all the fancy claims made about smoking tobacco, for instance. You don't get any of that with Prince Albert. PA is made by tobacco experts for smoking men. It's crimp cut to burn slow and always fresh. And that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco, making men like Prince Albert too. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty. So if you're a pipe smoker or making man, who wants a cool, comfortable smoke, don't be misled. Try Prince Albert. See how good it is yourself.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The true Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now it's time we heard from our guest again. This time he's going to play and sing the other side of his new record. A little tune entitled Foreign Car. Here is Hank Locklin.
There's nothing in the world that pleases me like a pretty little girl from across the sea. But I think that I went a little too far when I got myself a foreign car. 'Cause you can't get in and you can't get out unless you do some squirming about. Maybe you're not a lover, but in case you are, you can't do much loving in a foreign car. You can fill up the tank and drive all day. On a gallon of gas, you go a long, long way. But if it's a love buggy you're looking for, don't waste your time in a foreign car. 'Cause you don't have room for your heart to beat, all crowded up in a bucket seat. With a pretty moon shining up among the stars, love sure does suffer in a foreign car. Me tonight after dark, see the little foreign buggies down in the park. I cannot figure out what they go there for. You can't make love in a foreign car. 'Cause you don't have room for your heart to beat, all crowded up in a bucket seat. With a pretty moon shining up among the stars, love sure does suffer in a foreign car.
Well, friends, that brings us down to the spot when we hear from another of our Opry regulars, the old Kentucky wonder, String Dean, who wants to go back to Tulsa. Sing it, String.
I heard that girl, the red dress on some folk call her Dinah, stole my heart away from me way down in Louisiana. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Country playing by the hour, wear a big smile on my face, never do look sour. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, got a long time to tarry.
Dang Bean, take me back to Tulsa. If you don't watch out, somebody will do just that. They'll take all of us, Grant.
Yes, sirree. And before that happens, Cope, you and I need to have a few words. I understand you're heading out in just a few weeks on a real extended tour. Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, I'm playing a lot of fairs up in the northern states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and all through that country for the months of July, also August.
Well, that sounds like a lot of traveling and mighty good entertainment, Cope. But say, time has slipped up on us, so, Cope, how about a song? Here he is, neighbors, with the help of Randy Hughes, one they did for Doc. A World That's Real.
Out into a world unreal, in search of all those things with false appeal. And while you fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted, dear.
Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same. Love is waiting.
ties that bind, and vows when spoken dear would make you mine. And so, my darling, you have had your way. This is all my lonely heart can say.
Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that's with patiently.
To go, neighbor. Sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when Ernest Tubb, the Texas troubadour, will be your star, and he'll have Sonny James along as his guest. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equal for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel!
This portion is broadcast to armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. And was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.